Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ellie and Matilda with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In national news, the first ever mother and son duo have travelled the entire River Murray in 4 months, according to the Inland Rivers National Marathon Register. Anya Weaver and Kai Weaver Gentis have crossed 3 states in 127 days, hiking and paddling more than 2,500 kilometres. 18-year-old Kai, a recent high school graduate who had never kayaked before, joined his mum, Anya, who is a former professional rower. Speaking about her choice to embark on this life-changing journey, Anya said, quote, "I am 53 and wanted to be an inspirational piece for middle-aged women," end quote.
Emergency services have safely rescued a child after he fell into a gorge in Western Australia's Karajini National Park. The young boy is understood to have slipped on the rocks and fell into the river water as the popular Dowells Gorge swimming hole. And by 3 p.m, the rescue operation by emergency services was successful. The swimming holes around the gorge were closed during the rescue but have since reopened, and the boy was taken to hospital with minor injuries. The doctor who treated Erin Patterson at Leon Gather Hospital days after she served poisonous mushrooms to her family has described her as evil and very smart to have planned it all and carried it out. Dr. Webster, an urgent care worker, has said Miss Patterson lacked any sort of expected normal human emotional response to the loss of her estranged husband's parents, Gail and Don Patterson, as well as Gail's sister. Dr. Webster also told the jury he had concerns for Patterson's children after she had told him that they had eaten leftovers of the beef Wellington. Patterson's neighbours have said that they are glad that this ordeal is over.
In international news, the International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for 2 Taliban leaders, saying that they have persecuted women and girls since seizing power. This is the first time judges of the ICC have officially issued a warrant on charges of gender persecution. The court said there were reasonable grounds to believe that the Taliban Supreme Leader and Chief of Justice had committed crimes against humanity through the aggressive targeting of women and girls. The court also accused the Taliban of persecuting, quote, "other persons non-conforming with the Taliban's policy on gender," end quote. This includes maltreatment on political grounds or against persons perceived as allies of girls and women. Since the Taliban returned to power in 2021, it has removed women's rights, banning women from public places and schools beyond 6th grade. NGOs have urged the international community to support the decision of the ICC to persecute by enforcing the arrest warrants. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane and is expected to get a maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We will be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.